stick penalties are ours. We had to deal with that. But I thought the pressure that we were able to put on the puck in the offense was always the difference in the game. And that's all hard work and compete and staying on the puck.
The one of the concerns with the injuries on your blue line was the defensive end. It must have been reassuring to see that kind of strong defensive performance.
Our forwards did a pretty good job of helping the D out. I thought the D played off each other really well and moved the puck pretty efficiently. But again, we were able to spend the right amount of time in the offensive zone, which takes that pressure off your D. And they did a good job when we got in trouble finding sticks. And when we couldn't do that, our goaltender made the right saves.
Paul, what is it that Mark's doing right when you see a game like today? I mean, there have been times in the past where you wanted him to find in between the posts, and at the beginning of the game it didn't look like that. But
no, you know what? He passed up a shot in the first period, and I think sometimes that's the best awakener that, you know, you're a shooter and you got to keep putting the puck at the net. And then he started to do that, and he certainly tried in the third. He's got a real quick release, and the shots that he took earlier in the year that weren't going in were good shots. I mean, he got them close. He wasn't blowing them by the net by a foot and a half. He was hitting posts and just catching a piece of the goaltender. He's a really good shooter when he gets it off quick. I think confidence is everything with those kind of guys. That it's repetition and confidence. He's got to shoot that puck every chance he's got.
What was your take on that line as a whole tonight?
Really, really strong at both ends. They've been good when they've been together. There's a little bit of everything, but, you know, Mark's speed, I think, is the key ingredient. When he's really moving his feet in the offensive zone and through the neutral zone, he buys those other guys some time.
Can you guys keep playing like that without those three defensemen, or was that partly Buffalo becoming?
It's tough back-to-back nights. You know, we went into Buffalo on back-to-back nights, and it was a tough game. We have to. That's our game. So there's nothing that really changes in what we're trying to do. We've talked about making sure we give our back end enough support on the breakouts, and for the most part, we were pretty good with that, being available through the neutral zone, so there's not a lot of emotion there so that we can get the puck to them. And the big part, again, is, you know, we've got four healthy lines up front, fortunately, and we've got to stay on the forecheck, and we've got to burn the clock and generate as much time in the offensive zone as we can.
Paul, can you tell a little bit about the system? And I know this goes back to before you were here, but it seems to be helping with the guys coming into the lineup of getting everybody in St. John's and everybody here on the same page. I know Keith talked about that, saying it takes a couple seasons to get everybody into the same system so that no matter who comes up, they know exactly what they're doing and the system they're playing.
Everybody has their own mix, but there's no magic to any of the systems anybody in the league's running. You know, every team emphasizes certain parts of their game that they need to have to be important. So the D-zone coverage is no different than anybody else's. We want to do certain things consistently well in the structure. Having both groups hearing the same points of emphasis, our team and the American League team, so they're not hearing anything on the bench here that they're not hearing there. It makes a big difference for the comfort level for the guys. And again, we're still early on in it, so we'll get faster at it. We'll get better at it. But there's a learning curve to this. Systems, again, I said there's no magic. It's all adherence to it. And if you have a little success and you get into a comfort level, the guys will do it more and more naturally the more times they do it. And we've been pretty solid with it.
You got down early tonight, and then this was a night where possibly because of the news of Jacob, it would have been easy for guys to go south.
Yeah.
What is happening in your room that mentally they're so strong now?
I don't know. I stay out of there. Gary, you're only invited in a couple times a night. What happens, the thing that if there were the two things that I like the most about what we've seen this year is our overall compete level and our preparation for the games. And that's players in the room on a nightly basis. So we're down one after one. Our penalties are an issue that we have to deal with, but our 5-on-5 game was really good. Three even strength shots. I think we gave 7 even strength shots through 2 periods. So their preparation, it's just good leadership, right? We've got the right people in the room saying the right things. And I also think that it goes a little deeper than that. We've got everybody in. Everybody in the room has a piece of preparation, and it's been good.
So just to go a little bigger picture, because you do have 3 pretty big injuries right now, is there maybe a will in this group that they're going to try and and get through this and well, push?
Everybody on the back end, certainly. So we haven't had a lot of movement with our group, right? Over the course of the year, we stayed fairly healthy, which has been a real positive in terms of building that team group. So and there's nobody sitting in that room. I mean, Benny's the new guy. He's played very well. He's not a brand new face to the group. So they're a pretty close-knit group. And with you know, the players that we have out, some parts of our game won't be as easy, but it doesn't change any part of our game. There's nothing that we can't do. So I think there's a comfort level in what our game plan is, and we've been pretty resilient then in that way.
Is that one of the more complete games you've seen from your guys this season?
Oh, you know, it's the big score, right? But that's a tight game till Frolik. I mean, almost identical games in Buffalo here. Frolik scores a shorthand goal, and it changes the course of the game. And then fatigue set in for them. We were good. There was more. There were a few greasy ones around our net that didn't go for them that could have changed things. So you never get too excited about a win. 5-1, I just don't even need to come in and talk to you guys here about this one. Guys played well. We want to move on to the next one.